Staying in touch with one's parents, communication, and visitations that are part of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So outside of the question of how often should one visit or call his parents, is a more pertinent question which relates to one's living locations. Is one required to live near his parents in order to be close by and be able to help them and assist them whenever they need? It is very common for children to decide after they are married, and sometimes even when single prior to marriage, to live in any area that is most befitting for them, and the location of their parents is not really taken into calculation. Is this a correct Torah approach? So we all know the famous story with Yaakov Avinu, that he was punished for 22 years that he was away from home, working by Lavan, his father-in-law. And the reason that he was punished for those amount of years is because he nullified himself from the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em by not being with his parents. This is not just a Baba Maisa, but is recorded in the Gemara Maseches Megillah 17a. And based on this, it can be understood that it is a mitzvah for one to live next to his parents so he can assist them. This concept is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, chapter 239, Halacha 8, in the name of the Tshuvas HaRamban, in which he writes that if one swore to live by his wife's family, then even though that by doing so, he ends up nullifying honoring his father and mother, it's not considered that he is swearing to nullify mitzvah of the Torah. From here, two things are understood. Number one, that ideally, not living next to your parents is considered nullifying a mitzvah of the Torah. On the other hand, that there are cases in which it is allowed, and it's not, set in stone that you always must live next to your parents. Many of the Achreinim discuss this matter, and the halachic encouragement for children to live next to their parents, as brought in the Shut Binyamin Zev, the Maram Shik, the Avni Nezer, the Maril, Meir Sha'arim Ish Matzliach, Leiris Nasan, and other Svarim of today. And therefore, certainly, when choosing a living location, one should first consider living next to his parents. Now, what are some reasons for not living next to one's parents which are justifiable? So one common reason is due to chinuch. If chinuch for your children is not available or not as good in the location of your parents, then you certainly may move elsewhere. Likewise, if you can't afford to live where your parents live, it's too expensive of a living location, and you have another area with cheaper housing or cheaper living, then you may choose to live there. Likewise, if a condition for the marriage for the husband to the wife or wife to the husband is that they live in a certain location that's not the location of the parents, then they may do so. All in all, while the matter is not set in stone, and there are many scenarios in which one may choose not to live next to his parents, it definitely is something that one should take in consideration when making this decision, in order to not nullify for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Now let's move on to the next subject, which is being in contact with one's parents or visiting one's parents when one does not live in the same vicinity. So in the event that the child lives far away from the parent, then he is obligated to be in contact with them, either through telephone or writing, to seek their welfare and to inform them of his well-being. This applies even if communication is expensive from one's area of living. Nevertheless, he must cover the costs, as this is all included within the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So can be seen from a tshuva of Rav Akiva Eiger in Igeres 92, in which he writes to his son, "Why is it, my son, that you are lazy in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of honoring your parents by abstaining from writing to us a few lines of how you are doing?" And hence, it's certainly important for children to make a point of being in touch with their parents and being the ones to make the phone call and not waiting for the parents to call them. The frequency of this communication is all dependent on the norm for one's society in the relationship of a parent and child. It's also dependent on whether the parent made a specific request of the frequency of communication, and hence, every child is to judge based on his relationship with his parents and what his parents would want. Based on this, we can understand the wordings of the Sefer Chassidim in Torah 575, in which he states that if a child was in a state of danger, then he must inform his parent as soon as he escapes the danger in order to calm their worries. From this, it's understood that if a child is traveling somewhere, then upon arrival to his destination after a long trip, he should contact his parents to let them know that he arrived safely. And the same applies regarding anything else in which the parent is worried of the child, that the child should call them to calm them down. Now that we've discussed communication, let us discuss visitations. So it is clear from the Talmud and Paiskim that it is a mitzvah within the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em for one to visit his parents on occasion, and whoever increases in doing so is praised. So is understood from the Gemara in Yuma, Daf, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 6:13, regarding one who travels on Yom Kippur through a river, that if he is going to visit his teacher or Rebbe or father, then since he is going for the sake of a mitzvah, it's allowed. And from here, we clearly see that visiting one's parents is a mitzvah, within the mitzvah kibud av v'aim. Now the question is asked, to what frequency? How often must you visit? So the frequency of the visitations is all dependent on the norm for one's society and the relationship of parent and child, as well as the distance apart that they live, as well as the physical needs of the parents. It also depends on whether the parents made a specific request regarding this. So you can't compare someone who lives overseas to someone who lives nearby. Now regarding if the travel will cause one to nullify his Torah study, then he is not required to make the visitation as frequent as someone else. Now regarding who has to pay for the travel expenses, especially if it costs a lot of money overseas to visit one's parents. So although the general rule is that kibud av v'aim is mimamayin shalav, is from the money of the parent, that's only regarding providing them food and drink and clothing and the like, that they must pay for it and not the son. But regarding you placing effort in fulfilling your obligation of kibud av v'aim, that must come from your own pocket. So therefore, one must cover the expenses of traveling to his parents to fulfill the mitzvah. Nonetheless, there are poskim who write that this only applies if it's within walking distance. As in such a case, we say, since you could have chosen to walk to your parents, and it's simply that you're deciding to travel faster, then why should they pay? You need to pay. However, if he does not live walking distance, and then it's not possible for him to travel without paying money, then it's no different than asking his parents to pay for their clothing or food. And he may ask for his parents to pay for the trip, at least in the cheapest form of travel. There's a story with Reb Chaim of Brisk that when he was asked this question of who has to pay for the travel expenses, the parents or the son, so he answered that the son must pay, as since he's able to walk to his parents' home, the expenses of travel are not considered an expense on the side of the parents. However, as we stated, this would only apply if the child lives within walking distance. Certainly, even if the child lives far away, if he chooses to pay for it, then he is doing a great mitzvah, kibud av v'aim, even though he technically could have asked his parents to chip in.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.